What's it been like having to sit out? That's something you really haven't done in your time here.
Yeah, it's new in my experience. I've been pretty fortunate, though. I mean, there's all this, you know, people talk about Ironman and all that stuff, but a huge measure of that is luck. If you get hurt and you can't play, you can't play. And it's been difficult to deal with at times, especially, you know, game days, watching the team out there and feeling like you should be going through it with them. But it doesn't help you to get too emotional about it. So I'm in here working every single day with Shugs and Tom Hunkley specifically and their staff. And, you know, the nice part for me was going into the surgery, I didn't know I'd be on IR designated to return. I think they're waiting for some information about how things looked once they got in there. And to find out that next day that my season's not over, it's just delayed, was great news. So I have something to look forward to, and you know, I'm going to be back this year helping this team win.
Are you pretty confident that you can come back the first game you're eligible, that you can come back that soon, or could it be longer?
You know, I'm not certain of that. It's pretty early in the process still to speak to that. My hope is, I think I'm eligible to come off and play week 9. That's my hope, is to do that.
Was it something that had been bothering you for a while, or did you just pop up there in the middle of August?
No, I started noticing it in training camp about the second week going into the Hall of Fame game. You know, kept playing, figured it was just a sore back, and I'd continue to play through it. Wasn't even in treatment, and then it just kept progressing. And then, you know, we tried some different therapies, epidurals, and, you know, therapeutic injections. I had one of them I had an adverse reaction to. And from there, it looked like I was getting better. I was running on the treadmill and doing those things, but there were certain symptoms that were progressing, and we couldn't allow that to happen. So, you know, went and saw a spine specialist, the guy who ended up operating on me, and, you know, he, along with our orthopedic staff, and then Shugs made the call that we were going to go in and operate.
How difficult of a decision is making that, maybe?
Well, you know, the hard part is, you know, in hindsight, you wish, oh, well, we could have done this 3 weeks earlier. But if the therapeutic injections had worked, I would have been able to play week 1. So every single doctor that we spoke to recommended, you know, taking that course of action. And we did what we could. And, you know, like I said, we're on track to return this season. And I'm still happy that I've got something to look forward to.
Is it the first back injury you've ever had?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've had a sore back like anybody else, you know, but I've never had a back injury before. And, you know, there was good news. You know, from the surgeon, the rest of my discs look all right. You know, everything looks good. You know, especially for, you know, how much I've played and what I do for a living. So it shouldn't be something that we have a recurrence of. Should be totally fine going forward.
So it's just kind of a wear and tear thing. You don't remember like some.
There was no acute injury. Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, we know that there was a herniation of my disc and that there was an extruded piece of material. But no, there's no specific point in time that I can say, you know, the injury occurred right there.
What are you able to do at this point?
I'm doing some, you know, tabletop exercises. We're starting to add some strength movements, you know, physio ball squats, light step-ups, all that stuff, you know. I think I hit the 2-week mark from post-op yesterday. So compared to most of these surgeries, we're progressing pretty fast. And the amazing part is how the surgery alleviated so many symptoms just immediately. You go in pre-op in a lot of pain, and you come out, you feel so much better. So I'm happy to be up and walking around. I do a lot of walking. That's probably the main therapy for this in terms of recovery, is just walk. So I'm having a good experience post-op so far.
In your it's obviously an understandable situation. In your statement, you almost sounded like bad. Are you the kind of guy that it doesn't matter what happens, you feel bad when you're not out there? Is that just the kind of guy you are?
There's a measure of guilt, yeah. And I've spoken with, you know, my wife and, you know, the rest of my family and my support system, you know, the training staff here. And I understand it's completely illogical to feel guilty about being injured, especially in this sport, but you just can't help but feel like you're letting people down. So, you know, at times that's tough to deal with, but like I said, I'm focused on doing what I can do to get back, you know, as fast as possible.
Is that made more so just already knowing Phil was out and it's like the second guy down?
I mean, obviously that's not ideal, you know, to lose your two most experienced guys like that. But no, I think it just comes with the territory, you know. Especially at center, you feel responsible for the guys around you. And, you know, the only thing I can do and to do right by them is to, you know, follow the course of, you know, the plan for treatment and for rehab, and like I said, get back out there as soon as I can.
How involved have you been week to week with Joe and Teddy and kind of keeping on that?
You know, I'm not fully in meetings yet, but I've been meeting with those guys a little bit. We've done some center quarterback meetings for blitz pickup, you know, looking at the pressures that teams will bring at us, and just trying to make sure that I'm communicating, you know, with them as much as I can about what I see, what calls I feel like are the most important, just certain things within the scheme to make sure that things are functioning as well as possible.
Does that help you mentally, at least with the recovery too, at least being able to still?
Yeah, it does help you feel better to be a little bit involved and feel like you're contributing. Yeah.
Intellectually, did you look at this as a long-term investment instead of, you know, taking the short-term pain for the long-term gain?
What do you mean by that question?
In the sense of do you see, like, doing this now was the right thing to do for the long-term?
We didn't really have any. By the time we did it, we didn't have another option, really. Based on certain symptoms I was having, the surgery needed to be done.
Have you been sharing feedback with Joe about how he's doing and helping him out?
Yeah, you know, I've been letting... We've talked a little bit about that stuff, but, you know, the assessment of how guys are playing is left up to Coach Davidson. But, you know, Joe's looked great. You know, he picked up where he left off a year ago, obviously in a different position. But that's why you have a guy like Burge on the team. You know that you can plug him in there. You're not going to have a big drop-off from any interior spot on the offensive line because you have a guy like Joe. And, you know, he's more than capable to go out there and play winning football.
Can you still lift a baby?
I can lift a baby, yes. Although I haven't changed too many diapers. But it's definitely affected home life a little bit, or pre-op mainly. It was affecting home life. My wife's been awesome. Really picked up the slack. It was tough on her, you know, basically taking care of two babies. I was pretty useless there for a while, so she did a really good job.
David asked you about, you know, load hold injury, but just in general, load hold you and now Fusco as a concussion. I mean, how much concern is there about the offensive line with just so many guys have been getting hurt and Bykowski obviously throwing in as well?
You know, I'm not going to speak about anybody else's injuries, but this is a physical sport, and you always have contingency plans for when things like this happen. So, you know, Coach Zim, our front office, our coaching staff, they're more than up to the task of making sure we have a team that's out there on the field ready to win each week.
Last couple for John.
John, if walking is the main therapy right now, how concerned are you about the strength level you'll have when you do return?
You know, I mean, that's one of the nice things about IR designated to return is I know that I can't play until week 9. So there's no question of, oh, well, do I feel well enough to play this week, but I haven't had a proper amount of time in the weight room. I'm not sure exactly when I'll start lifting weights again, but it'll be here in the next 2 weeks, and I'll have – you know, more than enough time to make sure I'm back to an adequate strength level to go out there and perform.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to hear your